Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I want to talk about some things. I want to talk about what small business owners say sometimes when things don't work out, when they've made a mistake, when they've made an error, when they've tried something and it just didn't turn out like they hoped that it would. And it reminds me of a lyric that from a country song that goes like this. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? That's a country song that you may have heard Dierks Bentley sing. And that song is that lyric is about a boy who let a pretty girl get him into a whole lot of trouble on the first date. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? And, of course, there's no accounting for the unintended consequences of the affairs of the heart, right? But when a small business owner sings that song, it's due to an ill-advised decision that causes the proverbial wing sack of money to fly away, right? I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? That's often the business post-mortem lament of the passionate but too impulsive startup entrepreneur. Typically, when you hear that, and I've been there, done that, bought the T-shirt, and made payments on it too. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking is something that way too many startups say. And, you know, being passionate and when you start a business is very important. It's important that you're excited about it and you're really motivated to work hard and to try to do a good job. But the business failure rate would drop, and it dropped like a stone, if more newbies understood that success in business requires more than just desire. It's not enough just to be passionate. It takes total commitment, but also knowledge of the industry and knowledge of operating fundamentals, especially cash flow. And you got to all the one thing we know about passion, it comes and it goes, it ebbs and it flows, right? It you have it and then it's worn down, right? But there's one thing that does not wear down, one thing that does not go away. And that is the operating fundamentals, the fundamentals of the industry that you operate in, and the fundamentals of operating your business, including especially cash flow. Those never ebb and flow; they're always right in your face. So if you want to make sure you, as a startup, that you don't say, "I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking?" any more than you have to, make sure you understand the fundamentals of operating your business. But sometimes this lament is made by an established business owner. And it's only less ominous for that person in that being established assumes that you've got more market penetration. Yeah, I'm a mentor. One of my favorite memories of one of my mentors was telling me, sales cures most ills. But this is not complicated, my friends. Fixing business mistakes just costs money. When you want to, if you make a mistake, the way you're going to fix it is you're going to have to spend money to fix it. And unlike a startup, if you have customers, you're more likely, but not guaranteed, to be able to overcome the impact of a bad decision. But that's not an excuse for making a rookie mistake. Why would a seasoned pro commit a rookie mistake and do something, make a mistake that they didn't have to make? When a veteran business owner says, I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? You probably can look around and find a severe case of ego, an ego attack. The usual scenario is when someone is successful at one thing and then believes that he can do anything. How many times have you seen that? Maybe that's been you sometimes, where you had a little bit of success, you pulled something off, you did something smart, actually. Maybe you actually did something smart. And then all of a sudden, you get the idea, well, you know, I'm a pretty smart guy here. If I can do that, I can do this. And you take off on that, and then you're left singing, I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? The road to business failure is paved with the assets of seasoned owners, just like you, who didn't understand that in any venture, they should think of themselves as a startup again. Only this time, with more to lose and possibly a dangerously beefed up ego. Mixing ego and capital, especially the borrowed kind, is a very dangerous cocktail that's taken many a successful, smart small business owner down. So you've got to be careful, folks, when you're thinking about that you know what you're doing, when you're thinking you've got it figured out, when you're taking on a new venture, when you've already had success in one area and you decide to do a right face or an about face and move in another direction or add something, maybe you're just going to add a new element, a new layer. Think of that activity as if you were a startup. Go back to zero. Go back to as if you don't know anything. And act like you need to learn everything. And if you do that, you'll be less likely to say, I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? Another mentor once told me, desperate people do desperate things. Sometimes small business owners don't see market and industry shifts until it's too late. And in their attempt to save their businesses, they seek, I know what I was feeling, solutions that conform to what they desperately wanted to see. What was I thinking is the lament of the desperate who disregard the reality that didn't get its name by being wrong. And as with any new venture, passion and ego must be tempered with research, reason, and reality. In love, impulsiveness is cute sometimes, right? In business, impulsiveness is the straightest line to failure. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Think about that. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.